All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with Criminal Border, and look, Rin is welcoming us back. So here we go. Let's get started. Oh, welcome back. Yikes. Rin is there. She's sitting in my chair. Reality comes rushing back. Come to think of it, I forgot to lock the window. What do you mean, yikes? I wasn't expecting to see you there. I got the message that you were done, so I came to check in. Oh, right. I don't feel like sitting on the bed right now, so I lower myself on the floor. You were pretty loud, you know? I could hear you from next door. Your Azuya was on top and... Spare me the details. It looks like the video worked on her too, huh? Yeah, it worked. It's a small sample size. All the same, it's probably safe to say it's effective for most people. So? What do you want to do? Huh? The business. Are you in or not? I don't know how to reply. Your Azuya said something worrying before. Stock, was it? Almost without a doubt, the two of them are up to something bad. Even elated after sex, I can't shake my suspicions. Frustrated with my lack of decisiveness, Rin tuts and opens her mouth to speak. I'll tell you why I'm asking you to join me for the record. I work behind the scenes while that girl is the one actually on site. If only the two of us are working, she'll have to deal with the clients by herself. There could be a lot of people at the screenings. It's one thing if everyone just masturbates by themselves, but it could end up turning into an orgy. How is that a bad thing? That girl knows where to draw the line, but that video can break through that, no problem. If someone were to get the wrong idea, she could end up getting raped or worse. This woman. Or, who knows, she might even join in of her own will. Maybe even with total strangers. Rin flashes me a sadistic smile. She's saying these things on purpose. She knows exactly how to push my buttons. The thought of a girl I like, the girl with who I shared my first time, doing it with another man. I don't want to imagine it even for a second. The very idea fills me with an irrepressible rage, and she knows it. What a piece of work she is. You're not exactly what I'd call trustworthy, but you're better than nobody. I don't want that girl left alone. That's why I'm asking you to join us. If you agree to cooperate, I'll have you two work as a pair. It'll just be you and her. You'll be spending a lot of time together. Play your cards right, and well... Maybe you could even have sex again. Pass this chance up, and you'll never get to have sex with a cute girl like that again. You know, Itsuki? Making fun of me now? No. Just telling the truth. Okay. Rin snorts with laughter. There it is, the condescending smile that appears on her face whenever she gets her way. I can't stand it, but she has me dancing on the palm of her hand. I'll cooperate, but not because I want sex. Good man, that's a strong answer. I just want to make sure nothing bad happens to Yorizuya. I'm not interested in the reason. She's all business. She smiles wider still and stands up. Did you get her contact details? Yes. In that case, wait for her to get in touch. I'll need you to meet someone soon. Who? Someone we'll have to talk to in order to do business. I've got a bad feeling about this. You'll be fine if you're with her. Figure out between yourselves about how you're going to split the money. Okay. For the time being, you can leave everything to me and her. All you have to do is follow our instructions. Fine. Glad to see we understand each other. Rin snorts condescendingly as she turns her back to me. She opens my window and heads out onto the veranda. She looks back at me, a suspicious look on her face. It's been bothering me this whole time, so I'll ask. What? What have you got stuffed in your pocket? Huh? Ah! Dangling from my pocket is part of Yorizuya's bra. Not just that, her panties. Ew. Rin breathes a sigh of total contempt, then slams my window shut and is gone. Shit, Yorizuya left with no bra and no panties. Should I go after her? Ah, hang on, I'll send her a message. Needlessly nervous, I type out the message and steel myself to hit send. The read marker appears right away, along with a reply. Give them back then tomorrow. There's a little cat, and it says, please. There's a sticker, too. Tomorrow? Huh? Tomorrow? I pull the bra and panties out of my pocket. I unfold them and fix my gaze on them. Yorizuya was wearing these until just an hour ago. I'm probably caught up in something strange. My life looks set to take an unexpected turn just because I made that video by chance. Things already have begun changing. I had sex with a girl I like. And then there's Rin's murky business. Not to mention that person I have to meet sometime soon. I have to calm down and think. How should I handle myself from here on out? But right now, I have something more important to do. I wonder what they smell like. Oh Lord, here he goes. I sit at my desk, not speaking to anyone. No one pays any attention to me either. Just like always, another day begins, just like always. But one thing is different. I glance at the seat beside me. Yorizuya isn't here yet. She usually arrives just on time. How should I act? If I was bolder, no doubt I'd be grinning ear to ear advertising the fact that I slept with Yorizuya. Instead, the awkwardness is suffocating. Yorizuya's underwear is in my bag. I used it. I got myself off using her underwear. That makes it all the more awkward. I put my face down on my desk and pretend to be asleep. Yorizuya's the only one who usually says hi to me in the morning, but I can't face her today. I just know I'll react weirdly when I see her. Yorizuya won't want everyone to be suspicious either, I'm sure. Morning! I hear Yorizuya's voice. My heart quickens, but I continue pretending to be asleep. I can feel someone drawing closer. I wait for the sound of her chair, but it doesn't come. Is the presence next to me Yorizuya? Just as I'm wondering who it is, I feel a finger lightly prod my shoulder. Instinctively, I raise my head. Good morning! Good morning! Yorizuya is standing right next to me, smiling. I give a startled reply, and Yorizuya smiles wider before stepping away and sitting down at her desk. The other girls surround her right away, chatting and giggling. Just like always, the same Yorizuya I see every day. Why am I getting so flustered? Try not to think about it, but... From morning right until the end of school, I spend the whole day jumping in shadows. Time to head home. Just as I exit the school gate, I receive a message from Yorozoya. Free today? I can guess what this is about. Yorozoya said bye-bye to me just before. Oh, and there's a little cat with a question mark. If she wanted to ask me something, she could have asked me then, which means it's about the business. I decide to assume that's the case. I don't want to set myself up for a disappointment. I stop walking and reply, I'm free. The message shows is read immediately and the reply comes right away. Get changed and come meet me at the station, please. A sticker showing the winking cat with the motif please follows the message. Then, bring the video with you. I like how she has those little cat emojis for every emotion. An additional message. It's about the business after all. I really don't have a good feeling about this. However, I also don't have the stomach to refuse, so I send a reply. Okay. I put my phone away and sigh. I trudge home. I don't see what the problem is. She's a nice girl, she's got tits the size of basketballs, and I mean, there you go, that's all it was. Back when I was a young man, that's all I needed. I'd say, oh, she's a nice girl, she's got tits the size of basketballs, we're ready to go, I'm perfect. It that's all we need right there. As per instruction, I get changed and wait in front of the station. I have the video saved on my smartphone. No doubt we're going to meet the person Rin said we need to speak to. I guess we'll be showing the video to that person. I can't be sure whether or not it'll have the same effect through that tiny screen on my phone, though. I wouldn't be particularly upset if it didn't work. Also, I have Yorozoya's underwear, which I didn't manage to return earlier. It's not as though I didn't want to give it back. I couldn't exactly hand them over in school. Yeah, that's why. At the sound of Yorozoya's voice, I turn my head. She waves her hand as she approaches, a grin on her face. Hey! Oh, hi! Seeing Yorozoya without her uniform is new. Sorry I kept you waiting. I haven't been waiting that long. Really? Hee-hee. Yorozoya laughs and takes my hand. Huh? Let's go! Okay. Yorozoya walks, pulling me along by my hand. She's holding my hand like it's the most natural thing in the world. Why can she do that? I do my utmost to keep a straight face, but deep down I'm reeling. Her fingers intertwine with mine like we're lovers. Huh? Are we a couple now? Well, y'all fucked, so technically, yeah. Does that having sex mean we're in a relationship? I mean, in her case, I guess so. Then again, it's not like we really talked at school. I assume she sent me a message instead of speaking to me to avoid attention from other people. Well, now that y'all fucked, y'all get to learn about each other. What she likes, what you like, all that kind of stuff. And then you can do things with each other, which is pretty fun when you're young. I'm not gonna lie. You can do a lot of cool stuff with people when you're young. That's kind of why... You know, I kind of feel bad for some of you young people that, like, because of the social media and the climate we have right now, you just never got a chance to, like, find that girl or guy or whatever, you know, that person. And hang out with them and do, like, awesome things. Because I did, and I don't fucking regret that. Even if you grew to, like, hate the person later in life, you know, like, things change and you don't necessarily feel the same way, you never forget those first times. Like, never. But we're holding hands. If someone from school sees us, they'll spread rumors about it, no doubt. I'm so confused. I can't for the life of me figure out what Yorozoya is up to. We move away from the station, heading on to the main road. Every now and then, we pass other students from school. It's just me getting antsy. Yorozoya is totally at ease. I know this is the loser in me speaking, but I feel a little happy. Yorozoya isn't embarrassed to be seen holding hands with me. Whoops, sorry about that. It almost feels like we're on a date. Of course, I know we're not, but still. Why is she holding my hand? I can't help but wonder, but there's something I need to ask first. What's up? Where are we going? Badman Academy. My heart, until now fluttering, sinks like a stone. There's a school for underachieving boys nearby. The school's behavior is terrible, and according to the rumors, the whole place is a mess. I've been fortunate enough not to run afoul of them, but they've mugged students from our school several times. The stories are probably somewhat exaggerated, but I've heard that the students there will commit any crime short of murder. It's a nest of villains, like something out of a comic book. Someone nicknamed the place Badman Academy. I don't even know what the real name is. Everyone just calls it Badman. I see. I get it now. Yorizoya is holding my hand to keep me from running away. I was right to feel uneasy about this. Anyone from Badman just had to be a bad apple. Any business that needs their go-ahead has to be shady. Honestly, I want to run away, but I'm not a pussy. She could end up getting gang raped or worse. Ren's words from yesterday crossed my mind. I can't let Yorizoya go alone. It might be nothing after all. Let's do this. I gotta be brave. See? That's just the same thing as I said. I'm not a pussy. We're here. We must have walked about 15 minutes from the station. I half expected the school to be covered in graffiti or a total mess. However, from the outside, it looks like any other school. That said, the few students dotting the place don't exactly seem friendly. Every one of them seems to be constantly glaring. I feel my courage begin to shrivel. I can't give up now. Let's go. Undeterred, Yorizoya pulls me by the hand and heads inside the school. We pass the school's building entrance. Or the school building's entrance, rather. Yeah. Some students are playing soccer on the playground, all of them in their uniforms. It doesn't look like an after-school club. A nearby window is broken and has been covered up with cardboard. Coming from our comparatively well-mannered school, it seems completely foreign. I can feel people staring at us. More like staring at Yorizoya. This is an all-boys school, so girls are a rarity. They're more timid than I expected. None of them try to approach us, merely watching from a distance. I know how that feels. Over there. Yorizoya points to a two-story prefab unit next to the playground. Clubhouse? Fierce-looking boy is squatting by the stairs smoking a cigarette. Seriously, in the middle of the school? He notices us and looks up. What? I look away, my resolve lost, but Yorizoya simply grins her usual grin. Hey! She says, waving her hand as though greeting a friend. I feel panic rising up in me, but... Oh, Hina! It's you! Sup! He jumps up and bows his head in one quick movement. Huh? Can we come in? Go ahead. He moves away from the stairs, bowing once more. Huh? Huh? Yorizoya? What? An acquaintance? More like an underling? Is she his boss? Huh? What's going on here? Let's go! Okay. Yorizoya releases my hand and begins climbing the stairs. I follow closely behind. We arrive at a room right at the end of the school, the second floor. Damn, guys. Let me read that all again. We arrive at a room right at the end of the second floor. Hello! She knocks and announces her presence. No response. After a short pause, the door opens quietly. A boy peers through the crack, eyes narrowed. Once he catches sight of Yorizoya, he opens the door wide and invites us in. Hey! I hesitate for a moment before following Yorizoya inside. Hey, we're here! Yo. There are four people inside. None of them look up. It looks like they're counting money? Stacks of notes are piled up on the table. It's not a feeling anymore. This is real. I've come to a bad place. Then you shut the fuck up. Like, I've been in situations like this before. First of all, don't never let them see that you're scared. Never. Fucking never. And secondly, shut the fuck up. Don't say anything. Don't ask any questions. Don't speak unless you're spoken to. Yorzoya pulls at the hem of my shirt and points at one of the students. Right at the back of the room, sitting at the top of the table in the most comfortable looking seat, he's counting money. Is he the ringleader? Look at all those piercings, just how many are there? Don't they hurt? You'll survive. That's Tatsuya Yorzoya, that's a brother, brah. Yorzoya, that's... My brother, the leader of Dread. Wow. What? I have no idea how I'm supposed to react to this revelation. So what? She gets up to no good. Whatever. At least she revealed the mask ahead of time, right? It's like, so hey, I'm actually related to these, to this gang. It's like, okay. Her brother? So that's why the other guy knew her? Now I get it. What's Dread? He's the leader? I'm confused. Yeah, they're a biker gang. Dread are the biker gang in charge around here. Oh, bikers. Yeah, biker gang. Don't lump us together with them. Tatsuya puts a stack of notes down and lifts its face. Yorzoya's brother is looking at us at long last. I say looking, glaring might be more accurate. At me, he's sizing you up, buddy. Yikes. The hell is that? I already told you, I'm starting a new business. He's my partner. This guy? Tatsuya's scowl deepens. Yikes. This is Itsuki Ninome. He invented the digital drug. Huh? Huh? N-I-N-O-M-A-E. Ninome. Am I saying it wrong? No, that's right. I'm shocked. Yorzoya knew my name all along? She didn't misread my name, so Iki is her nickname for me? Yeah, you dumbass! Wait, Yorzoya, you can't. If you do that sort of thing, I'll... No, don't be a pussy! It doesn't take much for someone like me. I'll fall in love. Okay. In that case... I don't know, man. I've dated crazier ones. So? Tetsuya's glare drags me back to reality. This is no time for daydreaming. For Yorzoya is always grinning, your brother's like a mirror image. What do you mean, so? I don't give a damn what his name is. You want something? Spit it out. Let me just tell you something, guys. Troubled girls always... Just... They always... Attractive, well, I don't know. Like, a lot of the women I'm with have dated over the past. They've all done some really crazy kind of stuff. Like, drug addict, gang shit, crazy, just all kinds of different shit, man. And it's weird, because you see this girl working at a place you work at, and you find out she's doing all kinds of crazy shit you never even knew, right? It's like, oh, well, she's just the girl at the deli. Ah, nah. There's a whole lot of other shit going on with that girl. Oh, man. Yeah, you never really know. But those girls always become attracted to me for some reason. I was like, I attract that shit. Like, I always attract those kind of girls. And, it's crazy. That's who I am. I don't give a damn what his name is. You want something? Spit it out. We just came to show our faces. We'll be doing business in your, hood? Territory? After all. What happened to the hookers? Yeah, where's the hookers? I'm asking too, right? They're still working. Don't call them that. Well, I mean, that's what they are, aren't they? Hookers, that means prostitutes, right? Yeah, unless they're doing some kind of fishing. Your Zoya denied it, but are her and Rin in that line of work? Oh, hell yeah. Boy, it's gonna get real hot. And I don't mean sexy hot. I mean, this is what they call like a hot car. Oh, you better not fucking get in that car. What is this feeling? Shock? I don't know, I'm utterly lost. A digital drug, you say? Also, doesn't this kind of sound like boss music or fight music? That's what it makes me think of, like for an RPG. That's right, we're gonna do live showings here. Jeez, I told you this yesterday. You weren't listening at all, were you? Why here? Do it at your own school. If we did it there, it'd cause problems. Here we have, like, diplomatic immunity. You got the market, too. You guys all like sexy stuff, right? Where do you want to do it? The AV room. It's already booked. Huh? No one told me. I got permission from Mr. Shoji. Ooh. That pig? Who does he think he is? The conversation progresses at a dizzying pace. I can't keep up at all. Is this what Rin was talking about when she told me just to follow instructions? Rin and Yura Zoya take care of everything? All I have to do is stay quiet and provide the video? Show me. What do you mean, huh? Show me your digital drug. Icky. I thought I'd just be watching, so I'm startled to hear my own name. Your Zoya's brother didn't appear impressed by my behavior, narrowing his eyes. What's with this guy? Stop glaring. Icky's shy, that's all. Can you show him the video? Oh, okay. I take my phone from my pocket. Now to press play. Are you sure you want to watch it here? You'd be masturbating in public. Don't try and make a fool of me, you little runt. Huh? Why? Why is he mad at me all of a sudden? Why? I said stop glaring at him. Icky's saying that for your sake. If you watch the video, you won't know what you're doing. You'll end up masturbating in front of everyone. I don't believe any of that. A digital drug? You're full of shit. That's true. It made me feel so horny I jumped right on him. What'd you say? Katsuya's face is a picture of rage. I turned my entire head away to avoid eye contact. You're Zoya, what are you saying? You let Hina use it? He did, hee. It felt so good. Hey, you're Zoya. You bastard. Your Zoya's brother stands up slowly. Whoa, the veins at his temples are bulging. He's seriously angry. Outside. Now. No. Ahaha, Iki, I've never heard you shout before. I, what? What's she laughing at? This is because you went and told him, jeez. What's wrong, Tetsuya? Sister complex? I can do it with whoever I want, can't I? Shut up. Tetsuya's rage subsides in an instant. Is it me or is Yorizoya kind of a sharp tongue toward her brother? Anyhow, looks like I'm still standing. Please don't say anything else weird. God knows what might set him off. You don't mind showing you the video, but are you sure you'll look stupid in front of your friends? Tetsuya raises his voice. He isn't shouting at me, but I still jump out of my skin. The sound of someone noisily climbing the stairs filters into the room. The footsteps draw closer and the door opens. Yes, boss! It's a scary-faced student from downstairs. I get the impression his standing is pretty low in this group. What's up, boss? Are you interested in digital drugs? What, boss? Hina, show him. Okay, Iki? What? He hasn't said he'll watch it yet. Shut up and show him. Okay. I go to hand over the phone, then think again. I can't risk it getting stolen. It wouldn't be good if this got into the wrong hands. I hold the phone in front of Koji's face. It's crap video, but just keep watching for 30 seconds or so. The effect should kick in after that long. Koji looks confused. He hasn't got the slightest idea that he'll be masturbating in front of us soon. I feel bad, but what can I do? I can't take being glared at any longer. I'm gonna look away, okay? Yorizoya turns around, facing her back towards us. His pride might end up in tatters after this, especially if there's a girl in the audience. I guess this is Yorizoya being nice in her own way. Yorizoya's brother and the others are behind me. Koji is the only one looking at the screen. I wouldn't mind testing whether or not it works on multiple people at once. I don't have the courage to suggest it now, though. Hurry up. I'm gonna start it now. I hurriedly press play. The video begins to play back. Suspicion clouds Koji's face. I can almost feel the people behind me holding their breath. My phone is old, so the sound quality isn't great. If the audio is as important as the video, it might not work. What should I do if it doesn't? This is why I should have tested it before coming. Please work! There it is, the answer to my prayers. Koji's breathing is elevated, his eyes vacant. Before long, he's playing with himself through his pants. Clearly, that doesn't do it for him, though. Without the slightest embarrassment or concern for his surroundings, he undoes his fly, shoves his hand into his pants, pulls his cock out, and begins jerking. You're shitting me. I can hear shock in Yorizoya's brother's voice. The rest of them are shocked, too, or should that be amused? I can hear people teasing Koji and laughing at him. Why am I watching someone masturbate, a man of that? His cock is really dark, it looks nothing like mine. Why am I even looking? For some reason I can't help myself, he's tugging it really hard. I guess that's normal? Not to mention the video has got him extra excited. Ew! A glob of semen squirts out of his cock. I've no time to dodge and it splats onto my clothes. No way, you're kidding me. He just came on me. Ignoring my horrified reaction, Koji is still tugging away at his cock. I lower the screen. He should calm down soon, but before that, there's a second salvo coming. I go to Yorizoya's side, not wishing to take another shower. Is it finished? The video's finished, but he's still doing it. I wipe myself with a handkerchief as I reply. I can hardly believe what happened. I'm gonna have to throw these clothes and this handkerchief out. Koji stares off into the distance, still tugging away. It's a bizarre scene. Yorizoya's brother's face is as severe as always. The other three are still laughing, but they're starting to look uncomfortable. Delinquents like them, uncomfortable. I made the video completely by accident, and even the situation is outside my control. I'm just going along with it. Part of me feels as though it's nothing to do with me, as though my brain hasn't caught up with the events of the last few days. But I feel like I'm finally starting to wake up. I made something seriously messed up. He comes again. Small amount of semen flies across the room, dropping onto the floor. Cozy continues to jerk for another 10 seconds or so. Finally, his arms drop to his side as though his batteries ran out. The strength goes out of his knees and he sits down on the spot. He stares at the floor with empty eyes. Yorozoya's brother goes over to Koji and squats in front of him. Hey, Koji.
Koji.
He gives Koji a light flick on the cheek. Koji looks up, startled. You okay? Yeah, I'm okay, boss. Sorry, dude. Put that away. Huh? Ah! Koji finally notices his exposed penis and hurriedly hides it. Sorry, I just couldn't resist. Was it that sexy? Not at all. It was like cartoons or something, but he said manga. It's an anime fan video. All I did was stitch together a few different scenes. You mean like a hentai flick? No, it's not hentai. It's normal anime. You just kind of get horny. It's not sexy or anything. Yorozoya turns around and pitches into the conversation. It's like your hormones start flowing, and it makes you feel horny. Never heard of anything like it. How'd you make it? Coincidence, it's not like I made it intentionally. I can't hear you. Grow a backbone. Sorry. Stop being mean to Iki. Tetsuya tuts before standing, returning to his seat. He drops into it with a thud. So? For the millionth time, stop saying so all the time. It's not nice. Your plan. Tell me. We're holding screenings in the AV room here. We're thinking once or twice a week. ¥5,000 per person. If we get 20 people, that's ¥100,000. If we do it 5 times a month, we'll get... Wow. It says we'll make get, but it says we'll make ¥500,000. Boy, that's a lot of money. Something like that. Alright, guys, so that's where we're going to end off for Criminal Border, but this is turning out to be one of my favorite visual novels. So, I think I'm going to continue it a little more this week, huh? So, you're going to see a little bit more. I've got a lot of surprises for you guys. But, definitely going to bring this one back, probably on Friday. Because I want to see more of this story. I want to see when the entire freaking AV room just loses it and goes to a full orgy, right? So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time with more Criminal Border. Remember, you can pick all these up on Steam Edited, and of course they're on Manga Gamer, and they're on Jest USA, and they're on GOG, yep. So, pick them all up, there's 3 of them now, and of course we're going to get the 4th and final pretty soon. So at any rate, guys, I'm out. See you next time with more Criminal Border.